since last year, in 2013, we had a total of 15 bear calls for the entire year. In 2014, to date, we're at 79 bear calls. And this year, we've had one bear get into a garage through a window, tore a window off of a jam. And we've also had one get into a vehicle, break a window to get in to get some bird seed. So we didn't have those type of calls last year or the volume of the calls regarding bears.
Generally, what are the calls about? Are they just bear sightings, or, you know, are the break-ins a little bit more unusual?
We're having bear sighting calls, but we're also having a lot of calls where the bears are getting into trash cans that are placed outside. They might be a bear-resistant trash can, but they're not of a standard that keeps them out. So the bears, I think they've figured out how to get into a lot of the trash cans just by tipping them over, stomping on them, and getting them to pop open.
And you mentioned the call about the one bear break-in into a garage. That bear was pretty determined.
Oh, very determined. There was a garage window that was left open, just a crack, and the bear tore the window off the jamb completely. Climbed in through that window, pulled the bear-resistant container back out of that window onto the grass, and then proceeded to stomp on it until it got it open. So it was very determined to get what was in that trash can.
And, you know, I guess we have to think about what the bears are up to right now. I mean, essentially, they are trying to get as many calories as they can, right?
Yeah, in my conversations with Parks and Wildlife, they've told me that the bears right now need approximately 20,000 calories a day. And the berry crops in the higher elevations are just not what they've been in years past. So the bears are coming down trying to find those alternative food sources to get their calorie counts up to be able to go into hibernation.
You know, what are the rules around securing trash or, you know, keeping bears out of neighborhoods in Basalt?
In Basalt, there's a wildlife protection ordinance which states that approved bear-resistant containers must be used if trash is stored outside of a storage shed or a garage or a residence. If it's stored outside, it has to be in an approved container.
And has that rule been in place for a long time?
It has been in place for quite a long time, but it hasn't been enforced, and there hasn't been a consistent application of that ordinance in years past.
And so have you stepped up enforcement this year?
We've stepped up our education right now. We haven't gone to an enforcement phase yet. If the education component doesn't work, then we will have to go into more of an enforcement of that ordinance through summonses to municipal court, which we hope we don't have to go that route if the education component works.
How is the police department educating the public about this?
We, in the areas of town where we've had a lot of bear sightings or bear encounters with trash, we've gone into those neighborhoods, gone door to door, handed out literature, spoke with people, and just tried to raise that awareness of education and letting people know what the problem is and what we can do together cooperatively to solve that problem or to curb those sightings or those incidences with the bears. We're going to be having Bear Aware community meetings starting on Wednesday at 6 o'clock at Town Hall, where Parks and Wildlife will be there with us. We'll have approved trash containers there that people can look at and see what they need to have, you know, to secure the trash and to lessen the encounters.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.